We reached an important milestone on Friday morning of having addressed the 9 major glitches. So that website, that website is now functional for most of our citizens as they apply online. And we continue to drive forward. Our goal is 260,000 enrollments by the end of March. And they will be bringing to our friends in the media the familiar red and blue chart. But anyway, that's the latest week. That's what it looks like. They'll bring you all paper copies of this. So we are now up to just shy of 30,000 enrollments in terms of the QHP, the qualified health plans, the private providers. That amounts to about 7,500, so 7,500. On Friday, we had a record number of people sign up and enroll on that day. The federal site had some maintenance work that was done over the weekend, so we were kind of shut down for a period of time, Saturday to Sunday, but we were back up sooner even than they had promised. We're also sending out a press release about a what is that? Is that Get Smart? I mean, what is that? What is that theme from? What else we have? So we also have an announcement that the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange has brought in Optum, QSSI, a Columbia, Maryland-based company to help us continue our mission of improving the overall performance of the website. Lieutenant Governor's here, or Josh Sharfstein is here if you should have any questions on those things. Josh, did you have something on enrollment extension? Care First has agreed, here it is, to allow Maryland to extend the enrollment deadline from December 23rd to December 27th. This means that Marylanders who enroll through the Maryland Health Connection and a Care First plan by December 27th can have coverage that begins on January 1st. And consumers would have until January 15th to pay for their coverage. I wish I had my slideshow thing set up for you all, but I wanted to do that. But we're looking at this more as Brazil and El Salvador. So we can get you the updates with the other slides. And anything else, gentlemen, Lieutenant Governor?
I expect the call center hours will be extended, and there's a big effort to do outreach over the next week for people who are at different parts of the application to try to get as many people all the way through.
Okay. Yeah, let me just say that the governor mentioned Optum. Remember that Optum was the group that came in and helped turn around the healthcare.gov. Last week you heard about, and there was talk about whether or not Maryland would go to healthcare.gov. The governor said, we said that we're keeping all options open, and as we look at all of our options, Optum will be able to come in and not only provide that oversight and analysis of our system, but they have a very good understanding of healthcare.gov. So it's a real capable group coming in.
Okay. Questions? Answers? No, I was not. All ideas are welcome. All good suggestions. And was glad that he was able to make it on the congressional delegation conference call that we have every Friday. He joined us for the first time this last Friday, and we had a good discussion. All ideas are welcome.
Is that an idea that you continue to have?
Yeah, we've thought about that before, Jane. Wasn't the first time we thought about it. And well, that's still an option. We're for whatever works to get up to the 260,000 that we want to have enrolled by the end of March. At the same time, Friday there was a front page article on the Wall Street Journal about the problems that healthcare.gov is still having, and we can provide you with that article.
I just want to be clear. By saying the website is functional, it doesn't mean it's
glitch-free. Not glitch-free, but functional for most users. Yes. Still work on other things. I mean, one of the things is the ability for small businesses to sign up on the website, and that's been pushed, I think, as it was on the federal one as well, back to April sometime. Is it April or June?
End of April.
So No, it's not the. It is not a perfect by any means. There's still glitches, but the nine major problems we told you we would have resolved by the end of December, we have resolved by the end of December, which now makes the website functional for most people. And then we also have the call center and seeing some promising indications. As you might imagine, with the website not working, the call center volume went up, the navigator's volume of work went up, and so we're seeing some good indications that the best indicator of the website working better is the fact that we had a record number of enrollments on Friday, the highest number we had ever had, and it'll be exciting to see what this week brings. So this will be the first full week that it's been at this level of functionality.
Should people continue to have trouble enrolling through the state, and we get to December 23rd, which is the deadline for coverage as of January 1, what's Plan B in Maryland for those folks?
Well, let's keep in mind that since the beginning of this administration, we've added 400,000 people to the ranks of those that now have coverage. So, and we are on track and continue on our goal to add another 260,000. We've brought in Optum, is it Optum? Optum of Columbia to advise us as we move forward with the other fixes here and bringing on the small business aspects of this at the end of April and also working out other issues. For example, the ability to shop around online and see whether or not your doctor is in this plan or is in another plan. So those are all things we'll continue to work out. And if people aren't able to sign up by January 1, then they will have to sign up for February 1.
But if that's a result of the state's inability to service them, is the state simply saying, sorry, you're out of luck?
No, the state is saying that there's no such thing in our state as a spare American. We appreciate your patience and persistence. It's been 240 years since our founding, and now we're on the verge of having health care for all. And we're doing everything in our power to get as many people signed up by January 1st as possible. You weren't here when I did the last two briefings, Jane. Maybe by the end of this, I can bring out those slides again. We're talking about we're hoping to sign up by the end of March, roughly 4 to 5% of our population, and we're still on that track. Some people won't sign up under their own volition by January 1, but anybody who wants to, we want to help them do that as well. And that's why we didn't delay the launch of this, even though we knew it would be very imperfect, rocky, and riddled with some serious user problems. Oh, I think all of us would acknowledge, due to the state and the federal government's inability. Yeah. It would have been nice if it all worked perfect on October 1st. That didn't happen. So we're getting it up as quickly as we can, and we're making it better by degrees. But no doubt that will probably affect some people who might otherwise have been able to sign up if it had been rolled out in perfect working order across the nation, including in Maryland.
Governor, the screen freedom was one of the big problems. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The screen freeze has been, the site is functional now for most citizens. The biggest remaining problem and the one that vexed us for several weeks was that screen freeze issue that had two sources, and that has been resolved. Some of the other issues that we're still working on have to do with just the functionality of the site. There are not the major problems that affect, but the ability, for example, to send the completed packets for the Medicaid coverage to Medicaid in good working order is still something that we're testing and that gets better, but we still have work to do on it. The ability to see whose plans your doctors are a part of, that's also something that we are working on as well. So the punch list continues, but the nine major ones that his resolution allows us to have a functional site, those have been resolved. They were resolved Friday. And the best evidence and the most objective evidence I have to share with you of that is the fact that we had a record number of enrollments on that Friday. The highest number prior to that was 700 some. We were north of 900 on Friday. And this week, I think you'll see another record high. And you see it reflected in the graph. And keep in mind also, don't film my passcode there. Okay, so you... cyber faux pas. So that's the graph. That last bar is how many people enrolled at the end of last week. So we know that for this campaign of signing up 260,000 people to succeed, that this will have to go like a sort of hockey stick, if you will, as we move into the second half of this game, not to mix my sports metaphors. But we're also, because of the lieutenant governor's good work and how aggressively DHMH marketed this thing that in Maryland that we created called the primary adult care, about 80,000 people from that primary adult care will now be eligible to go right into Medicaid. And that's something that, so that'll be a big uptick in our goal of 260,000 people. It's 150,000 in the private provider plans and 110 in Medicaid. So combined, our goal is 260,000 by the end of March. Well, I think the best evidence of that is the number of people who are enrolling and are able to get through it. I'd love to hear from any. We do calls every day with the navigators, and they work through the tickets on this. And so, Aaron, what specifically? What is the screen freeze issue that you've heard of?
So, I mean, I didn't get an IT readout precisely where they were in the process.
Do you know where he is or she is geographically? What office it is?
Central Maryland. Here.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that. Have you?
There was a period this morning where there were some problems with the site. So, that, you know, there's some, uh-huh. Sometimes there's some.
Yeah, the whole site was shut down over the weekend. And sometimes when they do maintenance thing, other things pop up. So... Aaron, this is a complex IT project. It has a lot of different interfaces, and there's a lot of different people working on a lot of different parts of it. It's not like buying a book on Amazon. It's more complex than that. And when the federal government decides they want to go in and fix aspects that involve interfaces in their 8 different databases, they don't call the 50 states and ask for permission, nor do they give much notice. They say, hey, we're shutting down our site in the next 2 hours from midnight to midnight, and you all might want to use this time to do the work on your site as well. So all of this is a new program, and you're all free to be outraged that it's not perfect at the outset, if you like. Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, none of those things started off perfectly. And we are making this one better by degrees. And we've, thanks to Isabel Fitzgerald, our CIO, first female CIO in Maryland state history, only the second CIO in Maryland state history, Isabel has done an outstanding job knocking off the last few really troublesome major glitches here, but minor glitches remain, and we're going to keep making them better every day and signing up more and more people, and the ultimate test is whether we're able to get to 260,000 people by the end of March.
Governor, nationally, there's been a concern expressed by insurers that have been involved with the healthcare.gov site that they've gotten such inaccurate information when applications do get to them.
Right. That was in the Wall Street Journal article.
Well, it's been written about pretty extensively over the past couple of days. My question is, is there that concern in Maryland?
Yes.
Yep. There is that concern?
Yep. We're constantly making our procedures more and more error-free. Sometimes people, Jane, and make paper applications and fail to fill out certain information that's needed. Sometimes that happens online, and oftentimes the carriers then have to call the customers back, as they used to before there ever was a website, and say, hey, did you mean this? Did you mean that? So we're on a constant process of improvement, trying to get, trying to make this as flawless as we can all around, so that there are fewer and fewer manual workarounds, and more this becomes dependably and accurately automated. But sure, there are problems throughout.
Sir, we have to move on to Brazil.
But not as many problems as there were. So, Brazil. William Donald Schaefer. William Donald Schaefer once said, don't ever do one of these trade missions with